Topeka Hayden, 13-5, 4-2. We appreciate you joining us tonight for the broadcast. Emporia picking up a win last time out in girls hoops, 48-20 over Junction City. It was a 19-point performance from Macy Davis, one of the strongest outings she's had this season, as Emporia was able to pick up one of their biggest wins of the year and their first league win of the season. They'll try and ride that momentum from Tuesday into tonight, but it's an uphill battle going up against the top 10 ranked Wildcats from Topeka. This is round number three between the two schools, as Hayden got the win during the Paul Terry Classic, 52-20, and then in Topeka, Hayden was able to pick up the win by 16, 53-37. Similar to last time when the Lady Spartans saw the Wildcats, Hayden's coming off a loss as Topeka High knocked them off the last go around, 59-47, expecting some extra motivation from the Wildcats. 4-2 in the Centennial League race, just behind them, Topeka Hayden. Emporia and Hayden getting ready to match up in this one. We're going to take a quick timeout, and then we'll be joined by assistant coach Brett Stewart. He is filling in for Bill Neinstead once again. So we'll have our pregame interview with Brett Stewart in just a little bit right here on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KBOE.
There's never been a better time to be a member of a credit union. The Credit Union of Emporia can help you get the most for your money with lower fees, better rates, and always personalized service. Whether you need a home loan, car loan, or you've been saving for something special, the team at the Credit Union of Emporia is here for you. Stop by 2711 West 15th Avenue, just south of the Flint Hills Mall, federally insured by the NCUA.
Do you need some updates or just some love and care for your RV or fifth wheel? Let the RV Doc handle your RV service and repair. They'll keep your RV's heat, air, plumbing, and electrical in top working order. The staff has the background and knowledge to do the job quickly and efficiently. They're also the folks to call for wiring and hitches for those trailers and fifth wheels. So if you got a trip in your plans, call the RV Doc at 342-0702. The doctor is in. The doctor is operating. The RV Doc, 618 Industrial Emporium.
This is the RV Doc pregame show. It's time for Braden's pregame talk with head coach Bill Neinstead, brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15, where you're treated like a person, not an account number.
Braden Brown now joined by Brett Stewart, assistant basketball coach, filling in for Coach Neinstead as he takes his leave away from the club. We're wishing the best for Coach Neinstead, and Stewart, as we get ready for tonight's ball game, let's look back at Junction City on Tuesday night after going back through the tape. What'd you see that you really liked from the girls on Tuesday night in the victory?
You know, we really passed the ball very well. You know, the girls were patient. We were a little sped up at the start of the game, but as the game went on, we really kind of relaxed, got in our area, got in our systems, and really looked. We knew where to look to pass the ball, and we scored some easy baskets because of it.
When you look at maybe some negatives as a coach, you always got to focus on some negatives too. What did you see from that game that you wish you would have done differently?
You know, taking care of the ball, as always. You know, it's still a pretty inexperienced group. A lot of freshmen, sophomores and juniors out there. We turned the ball over quite a bit early on. I think 9 of our 15 turnovers was in the first quarter. So we got to clean that up and make sure we come out and take care of the ball every possession and go from there.
Couple of girls. Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Game, Harley Smith and Kinsley Hines, probably a special moment for them. What can you talk about those two seniors and what they've been able to provide to the Lady Spartans so far this year?
Start with Kinsley. You know, she's a four-year player for us, and I can't speak highly enough of here. She was a kind of a sub on the JV squad. Got some JV minutes. Obviously, got some varsity minutes as well. But she, over the summer, she really took off with her confidence and her skill level. She's shooting the ball really good for us, and I'm really happy for her, the success she's having. Her for being an all-star as well, And then Harley was a basketball player up until high school, and she did not play in high school and decided to come out, and we loved that she came out. She's been giving us great minutes. She started for us early in the season. She is a really good defensive player as she's athletic enough, obviously going to Emporia State University on a track scholarship. But both of them have come in really every day and just giving us everything they had. We're getting the most out of their abilities, and we're really happy to have them.
Getting ready for round three against Hayden tonight. But before we talk about the ball game, Coach, what's been the main focus the last couple of days at practice?
You know, we're still trying to improve every day on our defense. I think we need to try and hang our hat on our defense. We struggle a little bit offense. We worked that too. But we're going to hang our hat on our defense. We've really worked on identifying our man-to-man, getting to the midline, help the helper. And that's the focus this week.
It's been about a month since you've seen the Wildcats. Ultimately fell by 16 on January 6th against them. What do you remember about the last contest against them?
You know, I thought we competed really well against them last time. You know, they beat us pretty good in the Paul Terry early in the season, and we wanted to improve, and we wanted to improve and show some progress, and I think we did in that last game. You know, we were better offensively. We could still be better defensively, but that's what we're going to focus on from game one to game two to game three is just improving every day and improving against each opponent.
When you look at the scouting report against the Wildcats, I'm sure it starts with the sophomore Schmidt line.
Oh, yeah, she's a player. You know, she's going to be a D1 athlete, whichever sport she picks, I believe. But she's very athletic, and we got to know where she's at. We got to make sure we're ready to help. She can drive it. She can shoot it from outside, and she really likes to get out in transition. So we got to take care of the ball and know where she's at all times.
And it seems they have some pretty good guards that can also hit some shots from behind the arc. And I know the three-point defense from Emporia, it's been one of the strengths this season.
It really has. We really focus on it. You know, we want to close out. We want to make them beat us off the dribble if they're going to beat us. And so we have help. But, yes, you're right. They've got a couple guards. Walter and Mitchell both have hit some outside shots for them. And it'll be a test, but I think one we're looking forward to.
When you look at tonight's matchup, trying to knock off a top 10 ranked team, what are you hoping to see out of the girls tonight?
Like I said, just progress from one game to the next. You know, build off of what we did last week, last game, and just, you know, play our offense, get in our system, work for good shots, and then again, take care of the ball. On defense, just, you know, play our man to man, force them to take tough shots, and hopefully we can come out with a victory.
Assistant Coach Brad Stewart stopping by. We always appreciate his insights. Coach, good luck tonight, and we'll catch up with you halftime of the boys' contest.
Sounds good. Thanks, Braden.
You're listening to Emporia High Basketball on KBOE.
This has been the Bill Neinstedt Show, brought to you by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th. Where you're treated like a person, not an account number. Coming up next, a breakdown of tonight's matchup as the RB Doc pregame show continues. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.
There's never been a better time to be a member of a credit union. The Credit Union of Emporia can help you get the most for your money with lower fees, better rates, and always personalized service. Whether you need a home loan, car loan, or you've been saving for something special, the team at the Credit Union of Emporia is here for you. Stop by 2711 West 15th Avenue, just south of the Flint Hills Mall. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Do you need some updates or just some loving care for your RV or fifth wheel? Let the RV Doc handle your RV service and repair. They'll keep your RV's heating, air, plumbing, and electrical in top working order. The staff has the background and knowledge to do the job quickly and efficiently. They're also the folks to call for wiring and hitches for those trailers and fifth wheels. So if you got a trip in your plans, call the RV Doc at 342-0702. The doctor is in. The doctor is operating. The RV Doc, 618 Industrial Emporium.
Welcome back to Spartan Gymnasium, getting ready to bring you action between Hayden and Emporia. Let's go ahead and take a look at our Emporia State Federal Credit Union starting lineups. Starting with the visitors, Blakely Walter, a sophomore that's 5'9", Haley Schmidtline, a sophomore that's 6 foot tall, Ella Foster, a senior, that's 5'4". Sophia Wickman, a sophomore, that's 5'8". And Candace Watts, the senior, that is 6 foot tall. Now for Emporia, Jade Aguirre, the sophomore, that's 5'3". Kinsley Hines, the senior, that is 5'7". Bailey Wilts, the junior, that's 5'7". Kaylee DeWitt, the junior, that is 5'8". And Macy Davis, the sophomore, that is 5'10". Head coaches? Well, Brett Stewart is the acting head coach tonight for the Lady Spartans. And on the other side for the Wildcats, Carvel Reynoldson. Getting ready to have the national anthem here. Then they'll share the starting lineups, and then we'll have tip-off. You're listening to Emporia High Basketball on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KVOE, Emporia, Kansas. We'll go ahead and take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll get you ready for tip-off. This is Emporia High Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, a 21 commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. Champions Landing, not a club, not private, not some exclusive place. Champs is here for you. Everyone is welcome. Champs Landing, 1801 Rural. And by Napa Auto Parts. Good luck to all the hardworking athletes from the experts at Napa Auto Parts, located at 810 Industrial Road.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue, Go Spartans. Shelter Insurance, for auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Kelly Medrano at 722 West 6th Avenue. And by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it at Good's. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longvineauto.com.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street, serving Emporia High Spartans for over 41 years. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Round three between Hayden and Emporia coming up right here on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KVOE. Tonight, the voice of the Spartans all winter long. Forward to a long postseason run. Fingers crossed. We'll have E-High basketball coming up on Tuesday night when they hit the road to take on Washburn Rural. Another road trip next Friday. So after a plethora of home games, we'll be looking forward to being on the road next week. But Hayden's in town tonight. It's pink out game. So if you're still thinking about coming out to Emporia High, make sure you throw on something pink to cheer on the Lady Spartans and the Spartans tonight. A lot of the kids looking forward to the Sweetheart Dance going on tomorrow. In between our games, there will be a special ceremony to announce the Sweetheart King and Queen. So that's going to be going on at the conclusion of our girls' contest. One of those ladies that is up for it is Kinsley Hines, the senior. So we'll see who it is in just a little bit.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Nextech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue, proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And
their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at esbfinancial.com. And by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Online at ThurstonsPlusAutobody.com. Thurston's Plus, a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports.
Hang with us as we try and figure out these technical difficulties here at Emporia High, as Emporia trails 2-0 after the tip was won, and Schmidtline was able to connect on a layup. Wildcats have the ball back. They're pushing it up top. Schmidtline in between the circles gets it over to Watts on the left wing. Watts begins to dribble, goes far side. Foster on the corner. Thought about a three, gets to the free throw line, picks up her dribble, falls down with it, and that's going to be a travel. First turnover committed by Hayden, and that'll give the ball to Emporia, trailing 2-0 early in tonight's game. Emporia trying to break this pressure. They get it up the floor to Aguirre. Aguirre dribbling in between the circles, gets it to DeWitt. DeWitt taking her time. Aguirre with the touch. Aguirre dribbling, hands it off to Hines. Hines gets it near side. DeWitt working against this 2-3 zone defense, gets into the heart of the zone in the paint, and then she walked with it. Emporia gives the ball back. The Lady Spartans will have Harley Smith back tonight after missing Tuesday's night's game with an illness. Early man-to-man defense here for EHS. They get it to Watts at the free throw line. Finds Schmidtline, left wing three. She missed it badly, and Davis runs down the rebound. So one and done as Emporia gets the stop defensively. Aguirre dribbling in between the circles, now to the near side. Now dribbles to the far side, gets it to Hines. Hines picks up her dribble. Now Aguirre dumps it to the post. Davis at the free throw line, out to DeWitt. Up top, Hines in between the circles. Makes her move, spin move, picks up her dribble over to Davis. Floater in the lane, all the way, and good. She got to the basket and laid it in. Bringing the ball up the floor, Walter. For Hayden, moving left to right on your radio dial. Schmidtline has it, goes down low to Watts. Watts backing down Davis, finds an open three-point shooter. Wichman can't get it to go. Offensive rebound by Schmidtline. Wildcats have another look at it here. Watts has it, working on the post, dribbles to the perimeter. Foster on the left wing. They got a brand-new shot clock here, so no need to hurry a shot here. They dump the ball down low, now right back up top. Foster for three off the front of the rim. Rebound caroms out to DeWitt. DeWitt leading the break, dribbling through two defenders all the way to the rim, and she's going to get called for an offensive foul. That's our first whistle against either team tonight. 5:12 to go in quarter one. We're knotted at two. Hayden basketball. Bringing the ball up the floor on the far side, Wichman. Dump it down low to Schmidtline. Schmidtline battling against Wiltz. Wiltz commits a foul, and Schmidtline gets the layup to go. So Schmidtline has all 4 points for Hayden so far tonight. Emporia with the home white uniforms, pink font, Lady Spartans across their chest with pink numbers. Schmidtline's and one free throw is up and good. She's coming off a 14-point game. They're extending the full court pressure. Emporia breaks it up the floor to Hines. Now Aguirre gets tripped up, and there's going to be a whistle against the Wildcats. Hayden with the navy blue uniforms across their chest and white. It says Hayden with white numbers. Kind of a golden accent there as Emporia has the basketball. DeWitt has it on the right wing, goes left side. Aguirre, now far side. DeWitt tries the triple off the front of the rim, and one and done as Watts chases down the board. Quickly up the floor, like she shot out of a cannon. Missed layup by Foster, and Emporia is able to run down the rebound as Wiltz gets it. Aguirre now on the volleyball line, dribbles in between the circles, has it poked away, able to run down the ball once again. Down low, gets it to Hines. Out to DeWitt. Wiltz will travel with it. Good ball movement that time for Emporia. Getting plenty of touches, but that's the third turnover of the game as Emporia trails 5-2, 4:14 left in quarter one. Aubrey Hess getting her first minutes tonight as Hines gets a breather. Hess looked really good in the win over Junction City on Tuesday. 6'2" Hess checks into the ball game. Schmidtline has it on the right wing, guarded by Wilts. Emporia actually showing a 2-3 zone, it looks like, maybe. Schmidtline goes down low. Watts backing down Hess, loses it. Back to Schmidtline from the right wing, off the back of the rim. Offensive rebound ran down by Foster. To Schmidtline, drives all the way to the basket. Right-handed layup off glass is good. Schmidtline 7, Emporia 2. Lady Spartans down 5 with the basketball. Wilts breaks the full court pressure, gets it to DeWitt on the left wing, up top Aguirre. Aguirre in between the circles. DeWitt with the touch on the left wing. 15 seconds to go on the shot clock. DeWitt dribbles all the way to the far side, gets it to Wilts. Skips it to Davis in the corner. Down low, Hess poked away by Schmidtline, right to Davis though. So Emporia keeps the ball. Wilts down low to Hess. Floater at the lane, no good. Hess right at the basket that time, couldn't get it to go. Watts leading the break this time. Leaves it for Foster. Right side Mitchell, the junior that's 5'1", just checked into the ball game during our last timeout. Mitchell driving. Has it poked away by Aguirre. Gets it to an open three-point shooter, Foster. She will not attempt it. And it's going to go for the layup. And it's out of bounds, so it will be Emporia basketball. Hess checks out as Hines comes back in. Davis, DeWitt, Wilts, Hines, and Aguirre back to the starting lineup for EHS, continuing with this full court pressure down 5. DeWitt skips across the floor to Wilts. Now near corner, Aguirre. She's free for 3, airballed it strong. Wilts dives for the rebound, but she's going to be out of bounds, and it's going to be off of Emporia. So they'll give the ball back to Hayden. Lady Spartans trying to find some offense here, just connecting on one basket so far. Hayden ball. Watts has it at the free throw line. Gets it over to Connell. The junior that's 5'7", getting her first minutes, working on the perimeter, dumps it down low to Watts. Watts trying to back down Hines. She's got the size advantage here. Back to Connell. Connell looking to drive. Gets it to Watts. And we're going to have a traveling violation against the Wildcats. Turnover number 3 against Hayden. 2:05 left in quarter 1. Thanks for joining us tonight for Emporia High Basketball Centennial League doubleheader. Aguirre has it on the far side. Dribbles it off her own foot. And it's stolen away. Turnover 4 against Emporia. Pushing the ball up the floor. Bourgeon gets it to Wickman. Wickman to Mitchell. Mitchell all the way to the basket. Her layup will not go with the left hand, but there is a whistle against Emporia. That's going to be foul number 2 against Wilt. We'll see how long Coach Stewart will trust the junior in the game. Mitchell at the line. Free throw 1 too strong off the back of the rim. Harley Smith, the senior that's 5'11", getting her first action of the night. Wilts goes to the bench. Second free throw is up from Mitchell and goes around the rim. No good. Offensive rebound. Connell, her putback, no dice. And a rebound picked up by Smith. Quickly up the floor. DeWitt throws the ball away. That's going to be an Emporia turnover. And then there's a whistle against EHS, trying to get the ball back. This one's going to go against Hines, the first against her. Walter with the basketball, crossing half court, dribbling in between the circles, goes near side to Mitchell, driving against Aguirre, double teamed, forced to retreat. Mitchell keeps her dribble alive, finds Bourgeon on the left wing for 3, too strong, offensive rebound by Connell. She's already gotten a couple of those in the last couple of minutes. She's been doing a good job off the bench for the Wildcats. And she draws a foul as Aguirre runs into her this time. And now in the bonus is Hayden. They'll be shooting some from the charity stripe. Free throw 1 is up and good from Connell for her first points of the night. First lady, not named Schmidtline, to score for the Wildcats. Second free throw from Connell's also good. She goes 2 for 2. Coach Stewart wants a timeout. We'll take a quick 30 seconds with him. 9-2, Hayden leads Emporia on KVOE.
Hi, J.M. Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Marshall Bedliners. Every truck needs a liner. Get yours at Marshall Bedliners, 5 miles north of Emporia. Call 620-757-5478.
First time out of the game for Emporia as they trail 9-2 with 1:20 to go in the first quarter. Just one made basket for the Lady Spartans. That was Davis. But we're in a bit of a dry spell. Been 5 minutes since Emporia has been able to get a shot to go. Attending against a full court pressure here. DeWitt has it. Gets it over to Davis in the backcourt. They still got to cross half court. They get it to Smith, who's double teamed at half court. Dribbles across the timeline. Poked away by Mitchell. One on one. Mitchell gets to the basket and she lays it off the glass and in. It's now a 9-point lead for Hayden, the largest it's been tonight. Hines has it, trying to get across this full court pressure, dribbles to half court, has it poked away by Connell. Borjan with the steal, racing up the floor, Schmidt line to Mitchell. Mitchell's poked from behind, and she ends up on the ground. There's going to be a whistle against the Lady Spartans. They're going to get a gear A for this one. That's the second against Aguirre, so fouls piling up against the Lady Spartans to start this game. Mitchell's first free throw is up and good. Aubrey Cunningham getting her first action of the night. The junior, that's 5'3". Mitchell misses the second free throw, and DeWitt runs down the rebound. Cunningham got a couple of seconds earlier. Hines has it, gets it up the floor to Aguirre. DeWitt with a touch in between the circle. She's looking to drive against Schmidtline, throws it in the corner to Hines. Gets to the paint, back to DeWitt, driving baseline against Schmidtline. Skips it to Davis from the right wing for three. She airballed it. Defensive rebound, Schmidtline trying to lead the break, get it to Mitchell, but she cannot thread two defenders that time. It's deflected out to Borjan. Connell to Schmidtline. Top of the key for three. Sophomore can't get the triple to go, but another offensive rebound by Connell. Schmidt line up the floor. Mitchell has it, dribbling in between the circles, gets a screen to the free throw line. Runner is up, no good, and that will end our first quarter. Hayden up 10, 12-2 here on KVOE.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by J.M. Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Marshall Bedliners. Every truck needs a liner. Get yours at Marshall Bedliners, 5 miles north of Emporia. Call 620-757-5478.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by...
Too many turnovers in the first quarter, putting Emporia in a hole as we get ready for quarter number two. Hayden leads 12-2. It is EHS basketball. Working against this zone defense from the Wildcats. DeWitt has it in between the circles. Cora Adams getting her first action of the night. Freshman, that is 5'3", and Hines is going to step on the sideline there, and that's going to be another turnover committed by Emporia. So Coach Stewart going a little bit deeper into the bench. A couple of girls in foul trouble early in this one. Mitchell gets it down low, passes out up top. Schmidtline has it, guarded closely by DeWitt, driving against her, throws it in the corner. Wickman thought about the three, gets it to Connell, back to Wickman, now Bourgeon to the free throw line. Wickman drives towards the basket, her shot's going to be deflected and blocked out of bounds off of Davis. Good defense there by the sophomore, sliding over and helping defensively. 11 seconds on the shot clock, 7:24 to go in the second quarter. Wickman throws it up. DeWitt deflects the ball away, dives for it, and comes away with it. Great defense there by the Lady Spartans. It earns them a takeaway. Adams catches it in the near corner, driving baseline all the way to the basket, and she gets the layup to go. Big play there by Adams as Emporia trails by 8. Mitchell has it in between the circles. Looking to drive against Adams, throws it over to Bourgeon, couldn't handle the pass. Another steal by the Lady Spartans. Spartans cross half court, and now they'll slow things down. DeWitt spin move to the basket. Left-handed layup will not go. Mitchell gets the long rebound. Two-on-two break favors the Wildcats, and Mitchell gets to the rim and lays it in. Back to a 10-point lead. Adams looking to bring the ball up the floor. It's going to be poked away by Connell. Out of bounds off of Hayden. Schmidtline, Watt, Bourgeon, Walter, and Foster on the floor for Hayden. Still showing this zone look defensively. Emporia struggled against the zone this season. Adams has the ball go through her hands, trying to run it down. She cannot, and that's going to be an unforced turnover that time against the Lady Spartans.
Returning for the Spartans, Jane.
14-4, Hayden leads, 6:20 left in the second quarter. Emporia fell by 16 when these two teams met in early January. Watts has it on the far side, now goes near side Foster. Schmidtline with the touch, skips it over to Bourgeon. The open three will not go, and the rebound try is going to go out of bounds off of Walter, and the Lady Spartans will get the ball back with 6:03 left in the quarter. Davis has it, gets it to DeWitt, up the floor to Hines. Ball goes off her hands, and she'll lose it. And then Schmidtline cannot run down the rebound try. So Wiltz has it, and we're going to have a blocking foul against Hayden. So the pass was too far for Hines. It went off her hands. Schmidtline had it for a second, but then lost it. Wiltz came away with it, looked to attack the basket, and she was able to draw a whistle against Schmidtline, her second. Quick inbounds to Davis. Scoop layup off glass is good. Big basket for Emporia as they trail by 8. Walter has it on the far side, guarded closely. Man-to-man defense here by the Lady Spartans. Foster on the perimeter, dumps it down low to Watts. Davis pokes the ball away. Another steal by the Lady Spartans. Wiltz has it, gets it to Aguirre. Starting lineup on the floor for EHS. DeWitt in between the circles, picks up her dribble. Now Aguirre, Hines in the corner. Up top, Aguirre. Aguirre dribbling, driving, down low Davis. Up top, DeWitt gets by one defender, met by another, gets it over to Wiltz. Five-footer underneath the basket is good from Wiltz. Good ball movement that time by EHS to find the open girl. 14-8, 4:50 left in quarter two. Bourgeon has it, guarded closely by Wiltz. Skips it near side, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Hayden. So just like that, 7 turnovers committed by Hayden and 8 committed by Emporia. Smith and Adams both check back into the ball game as Wiltz and Aguirre both go to the bench with 2 fouls. 5 seconds to get across half court. They pass it up the floor to Hines. They break the pressure. DeWitt to the free throw line. Dumps it down low to Smith, who has her shot blocked by Watts. 4:30 to play in quarter two. Watts bringing the ball up the floor. Gets it to Walter in the corner to Mitchell. Mitchell drives towards the basket. Takes a bump. Layup no good. No whistle this time. Rebound by Hines. Hines up the floor to the right wing, gets it near side, Adams. Adams drives towards the basket, leaves it for DeWitt on the perimeter. DeWitt drives towards the basket, met by a double team. Adams with it now, dribbling on the left wing to the free throw line. Now Hines. Hines, step back three, top of the key, it's good. And that's our first John Newland made triple of the game, and it comes from Kinsley Hines. And wanting a timeout is Coach Reynoldson. We'll take a break with them. 14-11. Hayden leads Emporia on KVOE.
By John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by RV Doc, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Doc.
Welcome back to Emporia High, bringing you the action tonight of this Centennial League conference game. Hayden leads Emporia 14-11 in our girls' contest. We'll still have an entire boys' contest to play. Hayden using their first timeout of the night. Near side with it is Foster. Over to Walter. 2-3 zone shown by the Lady Spartans. Trying to shoot out of it is Walter, and she'll make the three. This Hayden team's really good at shooting the three-point shot. I'm not sure how long Coach Stewart's going to want to stay in a zone defense against it. Adams drives towards the basket, gets it over to Davis to the free throw line, out to Hines, right wing three. She's made one, and now she's made two. Hines leading Emporia and scoring with 6 points. The deficit is just three. Emporia's been down by as many as 10 tonight. Walter in between the circles. Schmidt line on the far side. Dumps it down low. It's going to be out of the reach of Foster that time, and that's going to be another Hayden turnover. 3:01 left in quarter two. Adams and Smith go to the bench. Wilt and Aguirre check back in. Davis gets it in to DeWitt. Now Davis up the floor to Wilt. Davis still in the backcourt. 3 seconds to cross the timeline. A pass up the floor to Hines. Hines gets it to Aguirre on the left wing. Far side DeWitt working against this zone defense, a 3-2 variety. Aguirre in between the circles gets it to DeWitt, back to Aguirre. Still trying to figure out what to do to attack it. DeWitt on the far side, now near side. Aguirre goes through her hands. Hines has it, goes down low. Davis. Davis double team, goes up for the layup, no good. And Watts comes down with the rebound. Watts leading the break, bringing the ball up the floor. Hands it off to Walter. Down low, Mitchell gets by three defenders, knifes through the defense and lays it in. Emporia struggling to keep Mitchell in front of him here. 19-14, up the floor, DeWitt gets it over to Aguirre. Leaves it for Wilt, pump fakes the right wing three, drives towards the basket, over to Hines. Up top, Davis to the free throw line. Continues her dribble all the way to the rim. Layup just a little short that time. Schmidtline runs down the rebound, and she's running a one-man break. Gets it over to Mitchell. Misses the layup. Another layup attempt with Walter, and she misses the easy layup. Emporia gets lucky. Bringing the ball up the floor as Wilt has it poked away. It's going to be stolen, and a jump ball is going to be called. And Hayden will get the ball. Adams and Smith coming in. Aguirre goes to the bench, as well as Wilt. Again, both of them playing with two fouls. 1:34 to go in quarter two. Hayden leads Emporia 19-14. Walter brings the ball up the floor, guarded by Adams, gets it over to Mitchell. Mitchell on the left wing, spin move to the free throw line. Schmidtline with the touch on the right wing, goes over to the left side. Wickman for three, too strong off the back of the rim. Walter saves the ball from going out of bounds, but it's right to DeWitt. Up the floor now, Hines to Davis. Adams on the perimeter. She's driving towards the basket, down low Smith. Smith working against one defender, and she attacks Foster and lays it in. 19-16. 1 minute until the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. Stick around and we'll get you the Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home first half stats. Smith is going to deflect the ball out of bounds. It will be off of her. He'll stay here with the Wildcats. Connell will be the inbounder. Quick toss into Mitchell. Looking to drive all the way to the free throw line. All the way to the far side now. Dumps it down low to Connell, working against Smith. Hook shot will not go, and Smith runs down the rebound. So Emporia gets the stop. There's about a two-second difference between the shot clock and game clock. Davis wasn't looking for the pass there. Wickman jumps the passing lane, knocks it out of bounds, and it will stay here with the Lady Spartans. 31.8 seconds to play in the first half. Hines going to be the inbounder in the near corner. Somebody's going to have to come towards her. Quick toss in. We're actually going to get a whistle called by Coach Stewart. We'll take a quick break with them. It's a 30-second break. Hayden leads Emporia 19-16 on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company. Find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
Welcome back to Emporia High. Hayden leading the Lady Spartans 19-16. Emporia doing a great job in this second quarter, outscoring Hayden 14-7. Quick inbounds to Wiltz in the near corner. She dribbles into trouble, throwing the ball off of a defender, and the Lady Spartans will be inbounding, this time from the baseline. DeWitt the trigger, tosses it into Davis. Good defense by Connell, trying to knock the ball away. Over to DeWitt, who tries a deep three. Shot will not go. It was wide left. Schmidt line leading the break up top to Mitchell. Looks like the Wildcats will hold for the final shot. Schmidt line has it on the right wing. Tries the three. No good. Davis runs down the rebound. She's double teamed. Just whips the ball to half court. Aguirre has it with 4 seconds. She looks up, loses the ball, throws it up, and the shot's going to be short. So Emporia is going to trail 19-16 as we go to half. We'll take a quick timeout. You're listening to Emporia High Basketball on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KVOE.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off our President's Day sale now. Great savings on new Chevy models. Chevy owners get a 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab RST model and get $8,000 total savings off MSRP. Trade in your current Chevy and get a 2025 Chevy Equinox RS model and save over $3,200 off MSRP. Hurry in to get presidential savings today at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Prices plus TTNL.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street. Serving Emporia High Spartans for over 41 years. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care. Keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it at Good's. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongVineAuto.com.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ESP Financial. They understand small business because they work with them every day. From loans to treasury management, their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at ESPfinancial.com. And by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Online at ThurstonsPlusAutoBody.com. Thurston's Plus, a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Nextech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue, proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler.
It's time for the Longvine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longvine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by longvineauto.com. Back at the gymnasium, here's Braden Brown.
Hayden leads Emporia here at the break, 19-16 in our girls' contest. Don't forget, we'll have boys' basketball to follow. But as we sit here during the Longvine Auto Plaza halftime show, let's go ahead and look at our Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home first half stats, as Hines leads the charge with 6 points. 4 points from Davis and 2 points apiece from Wilt, Smith, and Adams. On the other side, two girls have 7 points. That's Mitchell and Schmidtlein. 3 points from Walter and 2 points from Connell. So a relatively low scoring first half as Hayden leads Emporia at 19-16. Both teams struggling with turning over the ball. It was 12-2 at the end of the first, and it's now 19-16 here at half. A great rally by the Lady Spartans in quarter number two, outscoring the Wildcats 14-7, getting them right back into this ball game. Emporia trying to upset the top 10 ranked Wildcats. We're going to take another quick timeout as we get you ready for the second half, right here on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KVOE.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off our President's Day sale now. Great savings on new Chevy models. Chevy owners get a 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab RST model and get $8,000 total savings off MSRP. Trade in your current Chevy and get a 2025 Chevy Equinox RS model and save over $3,200 off MSRP. Hurry in to get presidential savings today at Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24/7 at longvineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Prices plus TTNL.
The office renovations at Toso Family Eye Care offer enhanced exam and diagnostic rooms along with an expanded optical area. And they've added a new device called OptiLift. It's a new aesthetic treatment that pairs radio frequency with deep muscle stimulation to tighten and tone lower eyelid bags and wrinkles. Tightening and toning the lids can also help dry eye symptoms of tearing or morning eye redness. Providing the best in eye care experience and services, the office of Toso Family Eye Care in downtown Emporia.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by RV Doc, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Doc.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
Emporia down three here at half against Hayden, 19-16. To start this game, Schmidtlein scored the first 7 points of the game for Hayden, but since then, EHS has slowed her down as she has not scored the last 12 minutes of game action. We'll see if they can continue to slow down the uber-talented sophomore. Early in the contest, Emporia struggled with the full-court pressure shown by the Wildcats. They did a better job of attacking the basket and ultimately dishing out and finding some open threes from Hines. She was a big part of that second quarter, knocking down two triples. We'll have to see if the three-point barrage can continue in the second half, and Emporia can hang with Hayden tonight. They fell by 32 to this Wildcats club during the Paul Terry Classic, and then by 16 in early January. But playing a close one here at half, 19-16, Hayden leads Emporia. We'll be back after another quick timeout with second half action for you right here on KVOE.
Spartan Sports brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it, the Good's. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longvineauto.com.
Emporia High Sport and Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street, serving Emporia High Spartans for over 41 years. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Welcome back to Spartan Gymnasium. Braden Brown bringing you the action tonight of Emporia High basketball. Wrapping up our Longvine Auto Plaza halftime show. We're actually going to say sayonara to it. It was nice having it here. But it's ready for quarter number three here in Emporia. Davis, Aguirre, DeWitt, Wiltz, and Hines back to the starting lineup for EHS. Davis has it on the far side. Back to the starters for Hayden as well. Hines looking to drive. Dumps it down low to Wiltz. Back to Hines. Hines driving baseline. Tries to get it over to Davis, and Schmidtline jumps the passing lane. Deflects it away, and Watts gets the steal. Turnover 10 against Emporia, and it leads to 2 points the other way as Wickman is able to convert on the layup. 21-16, and now the Lady Spartans have to deal with this full-court pressure. Quickly up the floor, trying to get it, but Walter picks off another passing lane and lays this one in. So a quick 4-0 run in the first 40 seconds of the second half. Davis still in the backcourt, couldn't handle it this time. Thrown away off the hands of Hines. Foster up top, Watts. Back to Foster, left wing three, and she gets it to go. Her first points, and it's a 7-0 run to open quarter three, and Coach Stewart wants a timeout. We'll take a break with them. 26-16, 7:02 to go in quarter three on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Nextech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue. Proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ESB Financial. They understand small business because they work with them every day. From loans to treasury management, their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at esbfinancial.com. And by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Online at thurstonsplusautobody.com. Thurston's Plus, a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports.
7-0 run to open up our third quarter. Hayden leads by 10. DeWitt up the floor, dribbling on the far side, gets it to Aguirre. Aguirre double-teamed in the corner. Up top, Davis to the free throw line. Picks up her dribble. Now Wiltz on the baseline. Skips it far side. DeWitt with the touch. Finds Aguirre on the perimeter. Driving towards the basket. Wiltz on the right wing to the free throw line. Skips it into the corner. Deep two from Davis off the front of the rim. And Schmidtline grabs another rebound. The sophomore leading the break, going right at three defenders, blocking foul against Emporia. Schmidtline gets the floater to go, and she has a chance for an old-fashioned three-point play. First foul against Davis, first foul against Emporia in quarter three. 6:28 left in our third. Schmidtline at the line. She misses the free throw. Running down the board is Davis, and now Emporia's got to force the ball up the floor. Aguirre with the touch, gets it over to Davis on the volleyball line, finds DeWitt in the corner, looking to drive up top. Aguirre straight on for three, rims out. Wickman gets the board. Schmidtline now with the touch. She'll cross half court, moving right to left on your radio dial. Finds Foster in the corner. Down low, Watts working against Davis, and she goes over the top of her, and Watts lays it in for her first points of the game. 14-point lead, and we're going to have a whistle against Hayden as Wilt ended up on the ground as she was bumped from behind. And Wickman's first foul of the game. DeWitt in the backcourt, gets it over to Davis, trying to cross half court. All white uniforms for Emporia, pink across their chest as Lady Spartans with pink numbers. Davis up the floor to Aguirre. They break the 10 count just barely in time. Davis to Aguirre to the free throw line. Davis with the touch. DeWitt from the right wing for three. Too strong. Rebound picked up by Hayden. And Watts is going to bring the ball up the floor. The 6-foot-tall senior gets it near side to Foster. Foster in between the circles. Walter on the far wing drives towards the basket. Wilt slows her up, forces her to pick up her dribble. They get it to Watts. Watts in the paint to Wickman. Foster thought about the corner three with 10 seconds on the shot clock. She dumps the ball down low to Schmidtline. Splits two defenders. Draws a foul and gets the shot to go. That one hurts for Emporia right there. They're doing some really good defense, and then Schmidtline had some better offense that time. DeWitt called for the foul. That's her second. So now Wilt, Aguirre, and DeWitt all have two personals, and Hayden has doubled up Emporia. Schmidtline's free throw is good. 12-0 run by Hayden to open up the quarter, and Emporia throws away the inbound pass. Wickman has it, driving all the way towards the basket, dumps it down low, finds Watts. Now Schmidtline with the touch, thought about the three. It's going to be too strong off the back of the rim, and we're going to have a traveling violation after DeWitt gets the rebound. Turnovers killing Emporia right now. Quick inbounds caught by Schmidtline, and she lays it in immediately. 16-0 run right now. Quickly up the floor. Aguirre has it. Has it poked away, and now diving for it. We're going to have a jump ball. Possession favors Hayden. Hayden in the visiting Navy uniforms. Across the chest it says Hayden in white font with white numbers. Dribbling in between the circles. Behind the back dribble. Walter, floater in the lane, off the front of the rim, and it gets the kind roll there and goes in. Full court pressure. DeWitt has it at half court, gets it up the floor to Aguirre. Spin move all the way to the basket. Lefty layup is good from Aguirre. And that ends an 18-0 run to open up the quarter. 4 minutes to play in the third. Schmidtline on the left wing goes down low to Watts. Over to Walter for three. Tried to bank it in. No luck that time. Wilt with the rebound. Gets it over to Smith. Smith's pass is deflected. It's stolen away by Foster. Foster underneath the basket. Gets it to Schmidtline. Double team. Back to Foster on the left wing. Thought about the three. Gets it to Wickman from the right wing for three. And it's good. We got a timeout by Coach Stewart. We'll take a quick one with them. It's 40-18. Hayden leads Emporia on KBOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by J.M. Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors.
Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician, who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Marshall Bedliners. Every truck needs a liner. Get yours at Marshall Bedliners, 5 miles north of Emporia. Call 620-757-5478.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler.
Lady Spartans being outscored 21-2 in quarter number three, and there's still 3 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the third. Hines has it, double team, gets it up the floor to Aguirre. It's going to be deflected and nearly stolen away by Wickman. Emporia will be able to keep the ball here. Turnover has been costly in this quarter. 16 turnovers by EHS. Aguirre has it on the volleyball line. Gets it over to Wilt. Aguirre with it. Dumps it to Smith. Over to Davis. Wide open underneath the basket, and she lays it in. First points for Davis in our second half. She's up to six.